Yo, guess what?
What?
Guess what?
What?
It's motherfucking season 2 of this bitch! Season 2, episode 1.
We've been gone for a minute, now it's time for the jump off.
Hey! I forgot what I was about to say.
Nah, it's not time for the jump off. It's time for the takeover.
The takeover season is here!
Okay.
Regulators!
Get them,
girl crew.
Season 2, the takeover. Hey, y'all ready? Or no?
Ready?
Get them,
girl.
Uno, dos, tres. 3 bad.
We perfectly designed crew, cause we the big 3.
What's up, everybody? It's the one and only Operations John. Get 'em Girl Crew. Season 2. Episode 1.
Oh my God.
What?
We here, y'all. Back at it again with the white
vans. Ooh. Back at it again. All right, to my left of me, we got the social media, John.
Hey, y'all.
Popping in the building.
Okay.
To my right of me, the business, John.
The one and only.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up, ladies? What's going on?
What's up, baby? How you doing?
Good.
Light skin, how you doing?
I'm still trying to get over this laugh that we just had.
Yo.
And
only if y'all can see what's going on behind.
You know what?
I'm going
to tell y'all, okay? Because it's season 2, episode 1, okay?
Right,
we come in raw and uncut. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to hit the button, and I ain't going to introduce, okay? I got nervous.
She had butterflies. It was a lot of pressure that was put on her for this. And she couldn't take it.
It was a lot of pressure.
I can't press the button.
I don't know what's going on with my baby, but she don't normally be acting like this.
I was scared.
Season 2, they brought on a new operations, John. How about that?
I mean, it's a lot of pressure. Season 2. You know, we got a lot to live up to.
Mm-hmm.
On top of that, it's takeover season.
Takeover.
I just got gangsta again, though, because I got over it. You know what I'm saying? I had little butterflies. You know, I farted it out a little bit. Ooh. And then, you know, I got it together.
You farted out the butterflies?
I really didn't.
I'm about to say, ain't no butterflies in this room, Chad. She said, ain't nothing fluttering around this room, Chad.
I don't know. It's something.
So,
it may not be no butterflies.
It was just nervousness, okay?
Okay.
Just like whatever.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, baby. Okay. You can be nervous.
You know.
Right.
You know, can be nervous. You all right.
My little
you still
gangsta.
Cute, though.
Yeah, you know, popping.
I don't know, with right?
I don't know. But she
is so not a gangster.
I know.
She is. What?
Y'all, I don't know what's really going on with this operation, Sean. She just on one.
We can't put her in the middle no more.
Right, I like it. Oh, I'm in the middle. Y'all see all these tits I got near me, though?
Both of us like
I hate y'all
no
so bad. You know what? Forget all that.
Shit, take the left one so you can be join the team. Like, damn. Do me what? A favor. Take my left one.
No, I'm gonna put it in my booty.
Whatever you wanna do.
Because I want no bra tits and fupa in my ass.
Well,
so
you
I'm gonna put your tits in my ass.
You can do whatever you want. Dr. Miami, holla at us. Try and get some things popping.
I need my Brazilian butt lift
straight
situation.
Like that.
I need... Yo, let me tell you how real quick, since we talk about this. So, I put on this bathing suit
because
I needed a swimsuit.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a plunge.
Where are you swimming at?
It's a pool in the complex, Shay.
Oh.
Yeah, so I got to have a swimsuit. I need to go out there
Something like that.
So, I had ordered it online, you know, because I'm a big online shopper. Mm-hmm. So, I ordered it online. Most of the stuff I get online, like, I don't have a problem, not a big issue.
Right, though.
Yeah, when I tell you I put this bathing suit on, them titties was like,
them bitches did the bunny.
They was like,
I'm
not going out here looking like somebody's grandma.
You got got grandma tits.
They was down here. Like, this bra is holding really nice and without the bra on. Because, you know, with swimsuits, you can't wear bras.
Right.
Dumb shit said, bloop, just like that.
Deflated.
What? My nipples met the belly button. Belly button?
Bill, okay. Bill Belichick tits.
Oh my God, no.
Mm-mm. Send it back. Exit stage left.
Exit stage left. I sent that shit right back. I was like,
I can't.
No.
I can't.
If Amazon, come get this return. Okay.
Well, it, like, what was it? Who was it from? Pretty Little Thing. That's what it was.
Well, that wasn't a Pretty Little Thing.
It was not pretty on me. It may be Pretty Little Thing with somebody else, but that thing was not pretty on me.
I mean, the name says it for itself, Pretty Little Thing.
But it was plus. It's a plus size. They make plus size. Yeah, they make plus size. They
I don't trust it. Anything called Pretty Little Things is plus size. I don't trust that.
But I be a Pretty Little Thing. I got other stuff from there, and it was fine. So, I've gotten stuff from there before.
You be doing what you trust it.
No, but I mean, I got stuff from there before and never had an issue. But it's just, bathing suits are so hard. Bathing suits are like that. That item you gotta get in the store. Like, right. You can't.
So you can try it. So yeah. You can see, because you're gonna be going through a whole bunch, and or because you know a lot of times you cannot return bathing suits.
A lot of times. So. Now they have lifted it because they had such an issue with it that people weren't buying them. So now they lifted it. As long as they got the hygiene thing in there, and you can tell the hygiene thing ain't been messed with.
I still don't even want to believe
somebody has. If these bitches don't know about no goddamn bathing suits, I don't know what to tell them. Listen, we've been off for like a month, right? Oh, so God. This is what I want to know. Fuck all this bathing suit shit, okay? Oh. Don't nobody care. Go to the store and buy a goddamn bathing suit, okay? This is the moral of the story. Don't buy the shit online, okay?
Why you tell the moral of my story?
Because don't buy it online. You're going to have grandma tits.
No, don't buy it online if you do got grandma tits.
You ain't even know you had grandma tits until...
Yeah, I didn't because I took my bathing suit pretty well without my damn... bra on.
Now you know.
And then gravity told me, bitch, no, they don't.
Tricking you about to trick be 35.
Nah, that was
and
that,
they deflated.
That was that spandex. That was that swimsuit material. You know, that swimsuit that, material.
Yeah, that swimsuit material.
Does. All right, no, because y'all doing the shit again. Mm-hmm. Fuck that. Anywho, right?
She just mad she wanna she wrote notes. Hold on. Let's talk about this.
Talk about what? Bitch, I'm
you
the motherfucker.
You wrote notes. This is big.
Oh, yeah.
Because you she never notes, write y'all. Notes. She wrote notes. That's why she's so hyped right now.
No, that's not thank why I'm hyped. You. I'm hyped because we've been off for a month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I want to know what's been going on with you ladies.
Right.
Like, you know, what's been going on with this month off?
So. So where did you want me to start?
Go ahead, business, John.
You want personal or business?
Both. What's been both going on?
Both of them.
Yeah.
So listen, I've been looking for a sugar daddy. I haven't gotten one yet. I haven't successfully nailed it. Not yet. So I'm still searching and trying to get it. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I have been seeking someone to regularly fill up my booty. That still
filling
hasn't.
On your booty. Your booty. Your booty.
I still haven't been successful at that either. Right. Yeah, I just want you to fill on my booty. I don't want you to do all
you
the extra
me
shit.
You fill on your booty? I'll fill on your booty.
You always fill on my booty, though.
I know.
But it's not
it's
all the
not
time.
The same.
Yeah, I know. But anyway, so.
Right.
But anyway, so. Other than that, I've been moving and grooving the same way. You know, that's the name of the story.
Factual.
Right, though. But I've been grinding.
Grinding.
Okay. Really? Business-wise, been grinding. Okay. Put the pedal to the metal. With the Get 'Em Girl crew. With Simply Into You. Check it out club. Later, y'all. So, been doing a whole lot. So, just here, there, everywhere. Just, you know, making moves.
Word.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Spend up with you.
Yeah, like skin.
So, I'm working like a crazy woman.
As usual, we are. We Jamaicans.
As usual.
Not me.
Yeah, you right.
You
oh, right. I am a Jamaican. Ganja in my lungs. Yeah.
I wasn't going to say it, but since you said it, yep.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I can't. Oh, I should. I need a blunt now. Okay.
All right, so back to me.
My bad.
She just tried to take the spotlight.
I don't know what it is. Like, this is the second time.
Second time,
it's
all
right.
That's what you get for laughing at me all crazy because I had an emotional moment.
I'm the only one who laughed at you, though.
But you made it hurt my feelings.
No, I didn't. Shut up. So back to what I was talking about, mama life and shit. Happened in this last month. I'm just tired. Like, all the time. Don't ask me how I'm doing, because I'm going to be like, I'm tired.
Right.
Because my full-time job, what I tell you, they are giving me every piece of every second I'm there. I'm like, can I just, no.
So, you gotta go there with the angry bitch face on. That's why. You look too nice.
And then, but see, if I do that, then I'm the She-Hulk.
Sometimes you gotta do that so they know, like, you can't be. But it's been
going well. I do see changes in the team that I'm with right now. Right. So
go team,
go team. Y'all listening?
Okay.
But it's a lot.
You got listening in. Okay.
And then of course again grinding with Get 'Em Girl crew. We've been making moves.
Get 'Em Girl.
We've been making moves. Right, so though. We got that happening. Then of course I got stuff going on with Jay Dominique. I've been a little quiet with Jay Dominique because I got some things coming, but it's good. It's been good.
We're making moves. We're doing
but things. We ain't stopped. Right. We just had to take a pause for the calls. But the calls was good.
Exactly. So that's
it. It was good.
So what about you, Operations John?
I ain't been doing nothing with you though. You know, I was an enemy of the state, right?
What?
Yeah, I was an enemy of the state. But beat that case, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Okay.
But right. I was like, no, I'm just playing.
Why do I always have like a look of confusion when you talk?
Because
I'm a whole fool.
Because she always going
to the left. Something weird happening. I'm like,
it's crazy.
I'm just playing. No, I really did beat that case though. word up. Fuck the first state. Okay.
Yeah,
all right. But anywho, I mean, otherwise than that, you know, same shit, different day, working, right. Grinding, right. You know, Get 'Em Girl crew. We see the shit we got going on.
Right.
We got a whole backdrop, y'all.
Backdrop.
We are doing video now.
Ah, you see us?
Oh my god.
Ah.
We actually got to look cute now when we do the podcast.
I'm not gonna get
not cute. Like cute, but like
what you see is what you got. Okay.
We can't be doing like we was doing. All
right. It is.
Okay. If I want to come here in my pajamas and record,
okay.
I can.
If I'm you know why. Here looking like a chicken hawk, I'll just look like a chicken hawk that day.
It's the Get 'Em Girl crew.
Yeah, you know I mean? That's how you get shit. Me. All day, you know every day.
To what the fuck we want.
Listen, I don't hold back for nobody. It is what it is.
You see that?
But y'all will always catch me in a bra, though. All the time.
Not when I get you no bra titties.
I know, I do shit. That experience I just had, I was like, damn, I really do gotta get these shits done.
Yeah, no bra titties, bitch.
I think I will always wear a bra just because I'm so used to wearing a bra.
Even if you had no bra titties?
Probably. But I mean, I like wearing no bra, though. I don't care how.
I mean, I don't wear a bra when I'm home. Mm-hmm. Like, as soon as I get in the house, sweat pack. Just like that. That noise and everything. Sweat pack. Taking this bra off, is getting thrown in that hamper, and I'm like, yes! As soon as I take them off, they gotta breathe. You gotta air them out. You gotta let them move. You gotta let them, you know, relax.
Voila magic. Okay.
Voila magic.
Yeah, so what we get into?
So what's tell our listeners what's popping? Like what we got popping with the Get 'Em Girl crew?
Right, right, right.
We got so much shit in store, so much big things popping.
We done so much in this last month.
Right,
like my head
spinning. Just can't hear about yet.
Yeah, something.
We still got some more shit coming. Yeah. But I mean, we got the website.
Website www.gegcrew.com.
Boom.
So we got merch. We have t-shirts.
Wait, guess what? They can see us.
Oh, so we're on YouTube.
I'm like, what?
No, I was talking about we should have bought the shirt so y'all could see.
Oh yeah. It's not this shirt that I'm wearing. No. This is our shirt.
Right.
You're not getting this.
You're not getting the shirt.
No
sorry.
One.
It's sorry, y'all. This. It's not
for sale. Money talks, though.
Yeah. Come up off that right price. Right. You can get the logo listen, with the ganja smoking ish, you know?
It's a business. That's all I'm worried about.
It is. We're not a businessman. We're a businessman.
Okay.
Ah.
Yeah, so we got the merch, we got the website. What else we got going on? We making moves, you know, we
season two.
Okay. Sponsors on deck.
Ooh. Mm.
Sponsors on deck. Mm.
And if you're interested in becoming a sponsor, please get in contact with us.
Yes.
Go on to our website.
Definitely.
And also, you can always email us. We'll drop the email later on in the episode. But you can email us. You can hit us up on the website. We can go over our sponsorship program with you and see if you would be interested.
Yes. We would love to hear from you and possibly, you know, do an ad for you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
possibly.
I mean, if you don't fit, you don't fit.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying.
You don't fit, you don't fit.
Right, though.
You gotta fit.
You gotta fit.
In the fit.
Right.
In the fit.
You can't be a size 20 trying to fit in a size 7. Like,
they do. They try it, though.
Looking like, hey, I'm not with y'all. I'm not doing this with y'all. All
right.
I mean,
I'm not.
I'm just saying.
I'm not.
But okay. Back to it.
Oh. We got anything else, Papa? Yeah, we got some surprises, but y'all gonna have to wait for that shit.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff coming this season. It's really, really like, it is truly the takeover season.
Takeover. We not holding no punches. We taking prisoners, okay? We ain't being nice. Ain't none of y'all safe.
No one's safe.
No one.
No one.
Not one single soul.
Not at all.
But peep game.
What?
All right, nothing. Oh.
All excited. I thought something good was about to come out. Like, I'm like, what?
Her face was priceless.
Yeah, I'm like, what? What I don't know about? I'm mad as hell.
But did y'all see that Megan Thee Stallion and Nicki Minaj live? It was really Nicki's live. And Megan Thee Stallion was on there?
Nah.
Y'all know a bitch is hype as hell.
Wow, what happened? They collabing?
All right, so this is the bad part, right?
Well, there was a good and there was a bad.
Okay. Yeah, the good part was that these two bitches was on live and they was vibing like crazy, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, I need that, okay? Mm-hmm. You know, I was hyped as shit because they're both my bitches. Mm-hmm. But anywho, right? Whew. So Megan was like, yeah, you know, I got working on my album. Like, it's coming out. So Nicki, like, you know, you got a release date. She was like, no, but we working on it right now. We need the queen on there.
Right.
And Nicki was like, oh, okay. So, just started, like, giving her all this motivation shit, like, about her album. I was like, this bitch ain't even agree to be on the album. Like, no, damn. My little feelings was so hurt.
Well, you know, that's that undercover stuff. You know what I'm saying? So, you gotta be...
You gotta stay
that
tuned.
That money gotta be right. That
it can't
album
just
has
be a, oh, yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah, that record gotta be right. So, know, you know, they're not gonna just pass over anything.
She could've just been like, yeah.
Nah.
Sell them on it.
Cause now it's more anticipation. Cause now you see anticipating to see like she gonna be on the album.
Yeah,
I ain't anticipating that shit.
Yes, you are. Cause that's why you talk about it. They talk about it. I can't.
Real hot girl shit. I can't.
Real hot girl shit.
Y'all suck. Y'all need to watch that damn live.
Oh well, yeah, I didn't.
Okay. I have not been on social media like that this whole month. Like I've literally been on there to like post our stuff. Mm-hmm. Like some of our other people's stuff, and that's it.
What are you doing?
My freaking ankle.
What's wrong with it?
Chad, you is all off of the screen.
Okay. I don't care.
She's back.
I'm back. My ankle was itching. Y'all ankles don't be itching? The fuck? I got mad for a sec.
You got mad because your ankles is itching?
Yeah, then you gonna tell me I went off the screen because my ankle was itching like motherfuckers' ankles don't be itching. The fuck? I have fucking ankle itch. Shit.
I had a fucking ankle itch. Yo, listen.
She's the reason why I drink.
Y'all too?
No.
Yeah, matter of fact,
what?
Let me talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all know what the date is, right? Y'all see that the social media joint is drinking, right?
Yep.
I told y'all don't listen to how light skin is. I told y'all.
I'm not drinking till my birthday.
Right
my birthday. I'm not drinking. I detox from my birthday.
But you said to your birthday.
See, right, what happened was life was like,
mm-mm.
Bitch, you need a drink.
Gosh. Yeah.
So
it's all right.
I drank.
Oh.
It be happening. I pulled like up, that.
Drank. Headshot, drink.
Bitch.
Faded.
Drink.
Yo, what's wrong with y'all?
What?
You need some discipline, light skin.
Or some
dick. Wrong. Ooh.
That one.
You need DD.
I need discipline dick.
Ooh.
Discipline.
Ooh, that's a new one.
Yeah. Oh, go me. Go me.
Every episode, you got something.
That was team effort, though, because I ain't got
that
wasn't team. Discipline.
I mean, it was.
So, what would that's a good one though? What would discipline dick be like?
Topic. So. Right.
We'll have to talk about that at a later date.
Yeah.
One more detail. Tell us, what do y'all think discipline dick would be like? What would qualify as discipline dick?
This dick.
I don't know.
That's why I don't need one. I slap the shit out of a bitch with. That's disciplined dick.
No, that's you'll fight a bitch dick. That's discipline. That's different than disciplined dick.
So if I slap a bitch on my dick,
with your dick, you got a dick.
You want one so bad, dog. Like
light bulb.
I don't know why. I do know why. I just want to see what it be like to be a dude.
I know. I want to be a dude for a couple of days.
I don't. I'm over that shit.
I do.
I did, and now I'm like, nah.
That's how I do. That's how I be.
Just helicoptering that shit all day.
That shit sounds like the what is that propeller sound, bitch? What? Like you trying? That's not a helicopter.
That's a propeller. That's a helicopter propeller. Yeah. That's what it's gonna look like when you.
That's what it sounds like.
When you twirling, when it's starting up.
Well, when the balls are slapping against your leg when you going around.
So who out there doing that helicopter? Who got that discipline dick with that helicopter, okay? Yo, we need parts. Jesus. Tell me if it sounds like what?
I'm what the fuck, yo?
What the bitch is doing?
What does it sound like again? That bitch can't do that move.
Why is she popping it?
When the balls is connecting with the inner thigh.
I don't know, because I'll just make my dick go size.
What
it
is?
Oh, you got a little dick. Man, that little ass dick.
I didn't want the sound to come out, but it came out. But bitch, I ain't got a little dick. Okay, King Kong on this motherfucker. Okay, he got nothing on me.
The fuck?
You and this non-dick that you have that's so big.
Yo. Who's man is this?
I got a big ass dick with pretty eyes, bitch, and I dick down all the hoops. Okay.
Right. That's your life. You live it. However you wanna live it.
I'm a fucking kingpin with a big dick.
Mm.
Okay, mm-hmm. I be having bitches snorting a coke off the table.
Oh, off the table, off your dick.
Both of them. Okay.
Okay. She is so.
I ain't never seen that shit before. Damn, I just got a crazy ass image in my head.
See what I'm saying?
Bitch snorting some coke off somebody's dick.
Fuck with me, my big dick.
Oh my god.
You don't have one. Shut up.
My big dick. Just slip right on the table.
Snort that coke, bitch.
You think not?
No! What? Shut the fuck up. Like, you don't have one. Yes, she's all into this shit. Like, yeah. That's what they do. King Kong around this bitch. Snort that fucking coke.
Yeah.
Bitch. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't got a dick. Yes, you don't have one. I don't think that you're...
Bitch, you spilt my motherfucking... Bitch!
It's two drops. Oh, no, it's not. Oh, my God. Oh, no.
this bitch done dropped my motherfucking cognac. That's because you suck my
dick and I need some discipline, bitch. So it messed me all up. We drink
cognac, y'all.
And she spilled my motherfucking privilege.
I'm sorry.
Oh, hunty.
But it wasn't me, though.
She said, I'm sorry, but it wasn't me.
Get your dumb ass elbow away from me, bitch.
Well, you the one who want to be all up on me today. Elbow.
So what y'all been doing this summer?
Fuck, man. Know. Nothing. Dropping cognac.
Dropping
that's
what
I've been
doing.
I thought you was about to say dropping.
I'm dropping that out too. Boom, boom, boom.
Okay. So on to the next subject, because
she dropping dick off.
You know Meek Mill is a free man now. Signed my Uncle Ho.
Yes, he is.
Go Meek.
I'm hoping that they just drop everything. Because they said if they're going to try him again, because I know that they said that it's a good chance that it could still go back to trial. Mm-hmm. But I'm hoping that they don't have, with everything being dropped, they don't have the evidence that they need to take it back.
Exactly.
But what are they going to do for him with, like, the time that he spent in jail? Like, that's my question.
All the money that Uncle
Ho. Nothing, because you already know how that goes.
They don't give a shit.
Yeah, they don't give a ish. Like,
it's just. They'd be like, my bad.
Right, though.
Sorry.
Yeah.
You're out, though. Like, the fuck? Like, I just lost years of my life. Mm-hmm. Years with my son. Years with my family, with my friends. You can't
bring that stuff back.
You can't bring none of that. That's the one thing we can't get back.
How much money you offer anybody. Like, you can't bring back what was lost. You know what I'm saying? They lost out on memories.
Yes.
And certain moments in life. You know, they just missed out. It's
like birthdays, holidays.
It's stuff all that you just can't get back.
Can't get back.
Stop giving me the eye, yo. Because you had, like,
she got them pretty eyes.
A cognac that spilled.
She got them pretty
eyes. You don't do nothing for me.
I'll drop this dick off in you.
Unless you flew it up in me, I don't want to hear that.
Bitch.
All right, then.
I told you. Only way I'm the pappy is if you burp the baby out your mouth.
See?
Mm-mm. That's the only way I'm the pappy. Burp the baby out your mouth. John. I'm the pappy.
Social media, John.
What?
All right. 2020, that's all I'm saying.
We'll talk about that. That's a whole
Nah. We'll you want to talk about my ish, bitch? We talking about you. And you spilled my cognac, too?
What?
Nah.
We talking about that right now? That's a whole episode, Trav. Let's talk about
it. It really ain't.
Yes, it is. All
right.
All right.
I don't want to argue with you, bitch, because you spilled my cognac on my goddamn watch. You know what I'm saying? Fuck?
It got all this that protection around it.
Protect these.
These.
Nuts.
Snack on knees.
Nuts.
So
2020 social media, John. Like that's all I'm saying.
That's gonna be a whole episode coming soon. 2020.
We gotta have a whole episode called 2020.
That might be a good one now.
This bitch.
That's gonna be a good ideas. It's gonna be a good episode.
Yeah, because every time we talk about your shit, we be popping.
I know. Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
I'm saying.
And light skin Drake shit. Because you motherfuckers really like light skin. That's what we going with.
Do you love me?
Oh. Hey. No, fuck that shit, yo. Oh. Drake and freaking Chris
Brown. That shit's hilarious to me, yo. Ooh. That shit is so hilarious.
Hunty. Oh, my God.
Drake. Let me tell you how Drake glow up is real. I said.
He don't know at all.
He does something. I mean, maybe it's the light skin power sticking together.
Y'all connect.
But that beard and light his power. His stature. I said, excuse me.
I bet you his beard stinks.
He just gotta ruin the whole fucking dream, dog.
That bitch said his beard stink. He got thousands of pussy whole juices in that
thing. For me.
Nah, ain't
he probably juice. Got mad pussy juice in that thing. He probably don't wash it regularly.
Now you want to talk shit about him, but he do shit
fuck
for
that
you.
Pussy juice. Nah,
you know, because
Wiz said it, so now I'm thinking about it. She hadn't said nothing. I went to think about shit.
But I'm saying, though, it's probably not even pussy juice. It's not probably liquor. It's probably, like, you know, that badass morning breath. Like, just imagine him drinking, like, 4 Heinekens. And then a Corona, and then going to sleep, and then waking up, not brushing his teeth, slobber all in his beard. That's probably what it smelled like. Can y'all imagine? Ugh, that's some nasty shit. But I'm just saying.
Why gotta be his fellas, beard? That's see, this is what I'm talking about. Because you can't have no kind of little, like, imagination, liking nobody,
saying,
nothing.
Fellas, please, take take care of yourself, okay?
Oh, we're not saying that this wash is what... Wash your beard, this okay? is, so, gotta say this. Let's make this a precursor to this. Oh. Not saying that Drake's beard, we've smelt it or anything. Because we have not smelt this man's beard.
How you know?
This is just...
Say nah.
This is just simply Bella Business Jones. I didn't say the whole IG and everything.
I know. Say it. Keep it going. Plus.
Right? Pour shit in your cup.
I poured soda in my cup.
She did.
Thank you.
Can you replace what you dropped on my ankle?
But listen, that's just what I'm saying. Because it just looked like his beard stink.
So, again, this is just, you know, simply Bella's imagination.
This is how I'm feeling. Ooh.
Oh. What?
I was like, yo. He's like, yeah. Coming for it. Find it. That support right here. Yeah.
He's like, this is me. And I'm around you.
I'm so fast.
I was like, what is happening?
Chris Brown was just standing there like,
no, baby, in a bag, in a Birkin. No, none to find, put the work in. Flaws and all, my love and all, to me, you're perfect.
Ooh. Baby, girl, you got it, girl, you got it, girl. Hey. Okay, I'm stop.
All right, y'all, that was dance break. Dance break.
Ooh,
she back. We back. Okay. But I'm saying, what about this young king, Mr. Jaden Smith? He's out here doing some things that...
Yes, he is.
These grown-ass adults should have been doing. And I respect you, young king. And I love your ambition. Like, I have so much respect for you. Your parents are the prime icon anyway. Right. But you on to something. You doing something. You making moves and you making changes out here that other people that aren't even making the first step to do.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Factual. So he out here, he done fed the homeless. You know what I'm saying? He fed the homeless and free food, all that kind of stuff. And I know a lot of people was kind of thinking like, well, not thinking, they were saying out there on social media, like, you don't see none of them people that was getting the free food saying thank you. Which I thought, I'm like, dag, like, y'all looking at things in a different way. You know, right. Like they got that savage mindset. Right. They out, they just grab it, they just getting whatever they can get before stuff is all out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But a simple
not
thank
knowing
you,
the
but,
last time they ate none of that.
Right. A simple thank you.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm sure it was said, it just probably was that cluster of folks that we just didn't see mouth it. So,
y'all really be looking for the wrong shit, didn't I tell you?
I know, but it's all right. So, you know,
cut it smooth off.
Smooth.
It's okay though. It's okay. We ain't worried about all that. So, you know, respect to him. You know what I'm saying? Right. And also giving his latest, giving Flint, you know, that good old clean water.
Right.
You know, he out there, he got that little clean water pot out there for them. So big ups to you, Mr. Jaden Smith. Keep doing your thing, young king. You know what I mean?
So, yes, because if he wasn't doing it, just think of how many people would still not have clean water. Because that, you know, we talked about it before, that still is a big issue in Flint.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, you know, anytime that you're giving food to people who need it, it's a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
And, like, it was just said, you don't know when the last time these people got food. So exactly. You're concentrating on them saying thank you. They may be too hungry to even realize, like, what they're saying, what they ain't saying. Because you get delirious as hell when you don't get no food.
Right, though.
So, stop focusing on the wrong thing.
Exactly.
Focus on the right thing.
Right.
Focus on where that man's heart is. Mm-hmm. That's all you need to focus on.
But, you know, that's society anyway. We're always... We initially show respect to those that are doing well, but then we also have to, on the flip side, have to find something negative with every scenario that's going on. So there's going to always be a negative. Somebody's always going to find something wrong with a situation, a scenario, whatever. So you know, we just gotta stay positive, keep giving respect and we see someone doing well, shout them out, make sure everybody sees them out there in the world, because only thing it is we got these cell phones in our hand, guys, and it's one click of a button just to snap a picture and show somebody out here, you know, just doing well.
Yeah.
Feel me? So, yeah. What else we got, y'all? What else we got? What?
So, we just had some technical difficulties. Kodak Black has some technical difficulties.
I ain't Kodak Black, bitch.
I said, we just had some... I was just saying, you started with Kodak Black, but I was about to say we had some technical difficulties. So, I was just like, yeah, Kodak Black and technical difficulties.
This is trifling.
Yeah.
This is the business John fault.
Ain't my fault.
Always.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that was definitely...
You should handle that before we start.
Oh, no. No. You want to take thousands of...
Listen, ain't my fault.
The business joint won't
take them naked pictures off your phone. We'll be alright.
Put it back in there.
Discombobulated right now.
I got my pics. I send them to my man.
Ain't nobody tell you to show all them naked pictures in there. You know what I'm saying? Nah, I mean. But I'm just saying, though. What about Kodak Black?
Child, you know he dropped his freestyle.
And what does freestyle got to do
with? He said he was going to punch young Miami in the stomach.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know what his problem is. He's nuts.
He just, he doing some other drugs.
Factual. His ass is locked up. And now he got everybody going nuts.
I don't know what his issue is.
I don't know what you did.
What?
Who did?
Business drawing.
What I do?
It ain't right now.
It is.
You always.
Listen, sick of y'all.
Don't be sick of me, because I'm the
Craig
one.
Craig and Day Day. I'm sick of y'all.
Okay.
For real, Craig and Day Day, though.
Craig and Day Day.
Which one am I?
You Craig.
I'm
Craig. Nah, you Day Day.
I was about to say.
That's Day Day right there.
Did you hit the button?
I didn't, but I will. No problem.
We ain't back.
It's okay.
We still talk. Yeah. We still talk.
My episode, bad, because you know what? I got threwed off because some... She look off. At it. Oh, we back. Hey.
She tripping, y'all.
Tripping.
I think it's that.
What about this Kodak? Like...
I don't know. He did so. He dropped some freestyle right from jail. Mm-hmm. And in the freestyle, he said he was going to punch or hit my young Miami in the stomach. So everybody was going crazy. The baby dead, her, like all this crazy shit.
Like did they used to mess around or something?
I hope she ain't touched that thing. Mm-hmm. But remember he had proposed to her or something? I don't know if it was a crush. Girl or not. Like he might have had like a little crush on her. You know, but...
Oh, so his feelings hurt.
But yeah. Who was messing with that? Listen.
That's not nice.
What's not?
It's not. Man, he's not the best looking person in the world. You can't be calling him an it.
Yeah, don't call him it. Somebody likes him.
You hoes is really retarded as hell. Okay? All
you
this
see
shit
that either.
All the fucking Lord. Shit that he's what?
I mean, it don't mean that we gotta think he's like the best person in the world. Man,
look, y'all showing too much love for this ninja. Okay?
Ain't nobody showing no love for him.
It don't matter. Okay.
I called him Diney for them wild thornberries.
Yes, she did.
So, I mean, that's not showing love.
It's a mess, okay? It's a mess. It's a hot mess. It's a hot mess. And the way he be talking about these chicks and all this craziness and running off at the mouth, he's disrespectful as hell. Speaking of running off at the fucking mouth, number 45.
We're not going to give him much attention.
No.
What we are going to do
is acknowledge the fact that nobody gives a shit that you talk to Kanye. Okay? Because nobody even likes Kanye.
Kanye hasn't been invited to the barbecue for a long time now.
Yeah. So you acting like you get in the African-American community on your side?
You're not.
Because half of them, some of them don't even halfway care for A$AP Rocky. And on top of that, nobody gives a shit about Kanye. Nobody gives a shit about number 45. And then, to top it all off, you fucked up the whole hashtag thinking you could get us all over. Free Rocky. Rocky who? Balboa? What the fuck is you trying to free? Wasn't ASAP Rocky? What the fuck is you talking about? See what I'm saying? Then to top it all off, this ninja said he was one of the first responders on 9/11. I spent a lot of time down there. Down where?
He was a first responder in an on an island somewhere. That's the hell he was.
That's what he wanted his Trump.
He was probably calling to make sure that the Trump Tower wasn't down.
Exactly.
And then he was like, "Oh, all right. Well, then I'm gonna go back home."
Yeah. Like, wait, which tower did you say?
Right. Oh, all right. It wasn't the Trump Tower. Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Out of here.
Keep the party going.
Yeah. Right. You know what I'm saying?
I just listen. Y'all already know how I feel about 45. Like number 45, Agent Orange. I just have zero tolerance for this man.
But you know what?
I just don't.
Had he would have kept his mouth, it was funny. This whole time ASAP Rocky was locked up, there was no charges. Soon as this dude wants to put out and say, "Oh, I'm going to speak with him," and da-da-da-da, the next day, charges. Boom, he get hit with assault charges. Like, what? Shut your mouth. Then I'm like, you don't got no pull like that.
Mm.
And he doesn't.
No, not
he
at
thinks,
all.
But, you know, that's the issue, is that he thinks that he's more than what he is. And the bad thing is that the people who he surrounds himself with are his people who are going to never tell him he's wrong.
Yeah.
And the supporters, everyone that he has around him is never going to tell him he's wrong. So that's the issue. And in a whole, is that people keep feeding him and his ego.
Mm-hmm.
And it's never going to get any better because people feed into him and his ego. Yeah. So now that's when it's just take your ass out and vote.
That's because money talking and people just keep their mouth closed. They just accepting that money, they getting that paycheck. And it is what it is. No matter how
I was over here.
No matter how much craziness and shenanigans is going on. No matter how
how I did it. And you ain't even know nothing. If I wouldn't have said nothing, you wouldn't have known nothing.
What? I can't. So I'm done with 45. I'm done with Agent Orange.
I'm done with her ass.
What? I'm not being nasty.
I'm over both of y'all shenanigans. But I don't know if I told y'all that. Listen.
What?
Now, season it's not, two, I'm over it I'm already.
Hey.
Hmm.
Listen.
Yeah.
It's her. Hey.
Nope. Yep. It's over. Her. Nope. Over it.
Because you do stuff nope. all the time.
Over it. Nope. Over both of y'all shenanigans.
So, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
On to the next thing. Hey.
What?
So, I mean, I don't know. These your notes.
Oh, shit. I got notes, y'all.
Oh, my God. Just so y'all know, like, yes, this is what happens.
I can't.
All the time.
I think it's that cone yet.
So, it's not. It's so, you.
I need somebody to find this little boy who won this Fortnite championship, because he got $3 million, and he's younger than us, so can we find him and
over Fortnite?
Yeah,
he won $3 million playing Fortnite. He's like the Fortnite champion of the world or something crazy.
What?
Yeah.
And he's from what, Montgomery County?
What?
Or something like that? Yeah, he's close. He ain't far from us. Like, he's around here or something.
I just, I heard about it. I was like, God damn, let me get my nephews on Fortnite heavy.
Let me get myself on Fortnite. Fuck right? The nephews.
I hadn't heard anything.
Let me get myself on it.
Well, I know they already play it, so I'm like, they have a better chance than me of getting it. So I'm like, they need to get on that ish. Like,
right.
I was mad because they had the characters doing the shoot and stuff. I just like the dances on them.
Everybody do the dances.
You know, what's that one dance they do that on? I can't do that dance.
Oh, the one
that's
the
floss.
That's what that's
called. Oh, yeah, the floss.
That's the floss, ain't it?
I hate. You can do it? You can do it?
I don't think so, no.
Oh, I was about to say, because I hate everybody that can do it.
Because she can't do it, so she's mad. So let me say, I can do it.
Let me see.
Nope.
Right now.
Nope.
Fuck you, bitch. You can't do no fucking floss. No.
You just found out it was called floss. You can't do no fucking floss, bitch.
Bitch, you better go in that bathroom and floss them teeth. That's the floss you do.
That's the floss I know. Yeah.
I don't know why. But y'all just doing that.
What?
Just took me to that Peppa Pig episode.
Oh, of when she that's the and best episode of Peppa
everybody
Pig.
Why the hell do you know about Peppa Pig?
I have nephews.
But that's a bomb. Yo, Peppa was such a savage. She's petty. She was
Peppa Pig is petty as shit. She's the reason why all these little ass kids is petty as shit.
Yeah.
She's legit the reason. Her and Caillou. What's the name?
I don't like that smart mouth motherfucker. See, I don't know about Caillou. I know about that little bald headed motherfucker.
Caillou.
Now, okay?
But he's talking to his mom. I don't even know if he's out anymore.
He shouldn't be because he should have. His mom should have beat his ass.
Them two right there is the reason why all these little ass kids is petty as shit now.
Yeah, because Caillou is something else. Now, I know about him.
Problem. Caillou and Peppa Pig.
I don't know about Peppa.
Selfish. She's selfish, okay? She couldn't whistle. And she called up on her best friend, okay, Rebecca Rabbit. She hung up on her because she was like, what's whistling? And she was like, when you put your lips together and you blow. She's like, oh, like this? Who? And Peppa was like, click.
Yep, that's us.
Little petty ass bitch.
But, she like, oh, you can
fall. And then when she finally did it, she was like, oh, I can whistle. She whistling all over the place.
Little petty ass. Should have rolled her down a
I bet you Peppa is a Libra.
Don't do that.
You a hating ass fucking Taurus. Get off. Right. I'm gonna Google
it. And I'm gonna put it up on our social media. Do y'all think Peppa is a Libra? Because I do.
Don't do that.
Why?
Don't do that.
Why? So, but it's Caillou. Caillou, whatever.
Caillou is an asshole.
Damn, child.
Damn it, Chad.
It's your fault. You fucking hit happy button, happy bitch.
It ain't mine, shoot. It ain't me. I ain't do it. He's probably a Cancer.
Cancer? Why a Cancer?
Because they emotional as fuck.
Yeah. He might be.
I've never dealt with a Cancer.
I'm not trying to.
I don't think I want to either.
Yeah.
Have I? No. I've never, like, I went on some dates with a Cancer, and they are.
See,
they're emotional as shit. They're like, it's never been, like, Saturday nothing more than a date, because they are. I'm like, yo, you can't be more emotional than me. Mm-hmm. But then again, you can be more emotional than me, because I don't
think they're just emotional as fuck, 2017, dog.
2017? I mean, 2019. 2 years ago, they was really emotional. Okay.
2 years ago,
a friend of mine asked me to say some MC rhymes.
What are you talking about?
So I said these rhymes I'm about to say.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right.
And I was so serious, too.
So serious. 2017.
Yeah, 2017.
Oh, 2 years ago, they was real emotional.
Right.
Not this year, but 2 years ago. Okay.
Y'all been emotional for fucking years.
I'm over it. Like, I can't.
What? Mm-mm. It's her fault.
I can't.
It's As okay. always, I get blamed for it. Whatever.
Who bought the liquor?
Huh? Oh, so that's what we're doing? We're blaming a person who brought the liquor to the podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, my
Sorry.
Gosh.
Last time I bring the liquor in.
Get off my...
We off camera, bitch.
Are we on
air? She wouldn't care if he was on camera. She still do the shit.
Yep, she still do it. Okay, she don't care. But anyway.
I think that's all I got for you, hoes.
Really? Are you sure? No, I don't think so.
You Why sure? not?
I don't know.
Are we getting to the heavy stuff now?
What's the heavy stuff?
I mean, so let's talk about this, right?
Let's talk about it.
So, did y'all hear about, is it a 10-year-old boy who's getting charged with assault? For a dodgeball game. For the dodgeball game, yes.
Okay, so listen. This is what I'm going to say about this. So you did...
You ain't heard about this?
Oh, well, okay. Well, we
Girl! Got to
so, kids are out playing dodgeball. Little boy, remind you, it sucks that it has to be this, but a Caucasian boy gets hit in the head by an African-American boy.
While playing dodgeball.
The parents are, they filed charges against the African-American boy for, what is it, assault?
Assault and something else.
Yeah, assault and something else because of that.
Mind you.
Now, and because the son, so the Caucasian boy, he has some type of a health condition. He has some type of condition or something like that. So, what I have to say is, as parents... I don't know if they were in a summer school. I don't know if they were in a summer camp.
So if you had a fucking condition, why the fuck was you letting them?
That's my whole thing.
If he had a condition, why the fuck was he even playing the game?
And he can play the game, but why he ain't got no helmet on his goddamn head?
Not only why don't you have a helmet on your head, but...
I'm just saying.
She laughing. I can't
laugh. But not for real. But if he has a condition,
but wait,
if he has a condition, why is he out there playing dodgeball anyway?
That's what I was saying. But bitch, you want to say he can play, he can have a helmet. Bitch, yeah. Like he already playing football.
But I'm saying.
A picture is this ninja walking around 24/7 with a helmet.
I mean, bullshit aside, I mean, some people do because they have issues, you know?
Right.
I have never seen nobody walk around 24/7.
No, I have. I've seen little kids. They have
different conditions.
Sometimes little kids have to wear the helmet for a little while. Something may be going on.
Their brain and then skull is off.
Right.
Or something. And then they have a falling condition. You know what I'm saying?
Once they get older, they don't have to wear it anymore.
But, so, I mean, if this is the case,
why is it the 10-year-old boy's fault that they was playing dodgeball with? And who? This is my thing.
What's that? If the adults that was out there with them kids knew that he had a condition, they should have pulled his ass out of the line.
So, where's the parents of this 10-year-old?
Man, they haven't really talked about
where's
them.
Where's Uncle Ho?
My thing is, the prosecutor that decided that they was going to put 10-year-old charges against a 10-year-old for a dodgeball game?
What state is this? Okay.
I forget.
It's national news. Phone.
It's national news, so I forget what state it is.
Mm-hmm.
But that's my thing. Like,
yeah, it's a mess.
As a prosecutor, you have to make the decision of, you know what, ma'am, sir, I understand you're upset. Maybe this is something you need to take to civil court. And like, you know, because I think he was hurt and had to go to the hospital. Maybe it's something you need to take to civil court.
I think it was Boston, so I'm not 100% sure.
Gotcha. To get your money, you know, for the condition, but I'm not comfortable charging a 10-year-old with assault when it's a childhood game that, you know, kids play all the time.
Exactly.
That's one of the things that could happen.
Well, I'm just reading now. They said that the charges are dropped.
I was about to say, yeah, the charges are dropped.
And this was about 8 hours.
But why was the charges placed on him anyway?
Regardless
of the charges now being dropped.
You shouldn't even entertain this.
Thank you.
They were playing dodgeball. That's what
happens. They're children.
You get hit in your back, your leg, your arms, your
face.
Do
you know how many times I got messed up playing dodgeball?
It's dodgeball, so you shouldn't
even be playing. That shit has me angry. So, NC Hill.
You shouldn't even be playing. Sorry.
Like, that has me really angry.
Yeah, it's a mess. But yeah, like, that right there, I think we have... Man.
Our society has become fucking punks. Like, I'm gonna just put it to you like this.
I don't even know if it's like, I don't even know if you really can consider them punks. Like, it's just, I don't know.
You know what it is? I'm gonna take that back. We're taking everything too seriously.
No one
has a sense of humor anymore. No one has a sense of play anymore.
Yeah.
No one has a sense of there. It's an accident. Something is an accident.
Mm-hmm.
It's always a you wrong for this. And it's like we were playing.
Right. Exactly.
It's always I was making a joke, but you're taking it seriously. Like, it's never, it's just a joke anymore.
Mm-hmm.
When we joke around all the time, and I never have taken it personally in a sense of, like, I don't want to talk to y'all or forget y'all, this, that, and the third.
I took it personally when you said you was going to get flued up in. I'm just letting you the fuck know right now.
We're going to talk about that later.
Last season, when you said you was getting flued up in, I took it personally, okay? And I was fucking emotional as hell. And I just want you to know that. And I'm still emotional to this day.
And I'm still getting flued up in.
Flued up. She want to get fucked up this season. Fucked up.
Yo, I can't.
So, the moral of the story is, you know, live life.
Can we lighten enjoy up a life? Bit?
Lighten up. It's not that serious. And if I get flued up in, I just so happen to get flued up in.
Shut the fuck up. What do you keep bringing that up for?
You just said
you
it.
You
can get flued up in.
I'm about to chop.
Don't drop the DNA off. She get flued up in all she wants.
The only way I make babies is they burp them out their mouth.
We're not talking about you.
Well, listen.
And your nasty mouth.
Yeah, we ain't got to worry about the business, Jonah.
I'm the peppy.
We ain't got to worry about the business, Jonah. So, it don't even matter.
Yeah, you ain't got to worry about the operation, John, having no babies.
Mm. Now, social media, John. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm. That's what's going down.
Y'all need to pray for her. Really, really pray for
her. Really, really pray for me.
I'm okay. Done.
Right. So, listen, y'all. I'm so hyped for this season.
I'm hyped.
I'm really hyped for this season. You know, this is, we've been grinding.
Stop
I'm
looking at me,
so
y'all.
So proud of y'all.
I'm so proud of you, baby.
You know, I'm so proud of y'all. Like, I've definitely seen a change in all of us.
Yeah.
Just with this journey thus far. So, I'm very excited to see what's next.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what I changed.
Because, you think so, but you have.
I'm still the same.
You are, Lies but you, but you're the same, same, but you have changed, though. But you have changed in a good way. So I am very, very excited.
Y'all are too emotional for me, and I don't want to be emotional.
I'm not trying to be emotional. I'm just telling you how, like, I'm proud of y'all. So, like, no, it is what it is.
Done so much shit.
Yeah. All the shit that we've been through, all the shit that, like, all throughout all the years, like, and we here right now doing shit, and we're making moves, and things are actually manifesting out of this. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm so proud of us.
Yeah.
I'm proud of this. I'm proud of my team.
Yep. What's even crazier is that it ain't even been a year.
Nope.
And we making moves.
Yeah.
And it hasn't even been a year yet. Like,
yeah, we just
are doing some really big things.
Yeah, we gotta kick it.
Really excited. Yeah. You know, we had that, we, you know, at the last, oh my God, 4 months of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's takeover season. Like, yeah. Y'all think it's a game. It's about to go down.
Down. Yeah.
Down.
Yep. It's a new movement. Yes. So, like I said, I'm excited and I can't wait to see what's next. What's happening next? What we gonna do next? Yes. Where we going to be? Who we collabing with next?
Ooh.
Who guest starring next?
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
We haven't guessed.
What you mean we haven't guessed?
Are we?
We haven't guessed?
Do we? Never mind.
Yeah, we haven't guessed, I think.
Ah, bitch. Get old couch. You see what I'm saying? Light-skinned ass hoes.
I'm like...
That's why I just said never mind.
Yeah, we had a couple of guests. Right into it.
We have a couple of guests, you know, just a couple. We want to give you guys all of us, you know. We're going to have our operations joint get a little bit more
operational.
Jackpot!
Score! We're going to get her a little bit more...
nothing.
Digging deep in with her emotions. Okay?
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay?
Ooh.
We're digging deep with her a little bit this season. You know what I'm saying? So, you guys talked about it. And so, this is right here, right now. She's
they talking about what?
Your ass. So,
who
yes,
was talking about
you
it?
You going to be in the forefront, boo.
Yeah. Oh, who was asking? Don't everybody. Be asking for the operations, John Hunty.
Well, we are.
Because you don't know what happens when you ask for the operations,
John. We asking for you.
I don't know why.
And here you go. Okay, just like you opened up this season.
I was nervous.
With your butterflies and shit.
Right, with your butterflies.
I was nervous. Okay. Don't be judging me.
So let's go, y'all. Let's go. It's go time. Let's go. Let's. Put the pedal to the metal. No excuses.
Go time.
Takeover season is here.
Get them girl season. Let's go.
Get them guy.
I don't like get them guy.
But you gotta stick with the G.
I kind of like get them guys.
Because the... Bitch, I just... I'm not gonna, you know what, peep game. Tell them where they can find you at.
They can't find me nowhere.
Bitch, that's my line.
That's why she said it. Now.
I got mad.
Since you mad, make you even
they
madder.
They can't find me nowhere. Tell if you. Y'all don't know where y'all can find me by now, guess what? Catch
social
up.
Social media, John. Where can they find you at?
Catch
I can't
up.
Wear. Can't.
Catch up.
I can't.
You can find me at J_DominiqueH on IG and Jamila Pumpkin Hodge on Facebook. And yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm the only one who's going to say where I'm at.
Where they going to find you at, y'all?
All right, so right, you can't find me. It's like, nah. The IG, Miss _ Brown 3x3Z. And I ain't on Facebook anymore. I deactivated it last season.
I don't know why she said I'm
here lying. Sharonda Brown Eyes Spence. And if you don't know how to spell it, then you don't need to find me. Then don't come looking for me. Okay? So where can they find you at? I'm going to ask you one more motherfucking time, Craig.
GEGCREW.
.com, bitch.
.com.
I can't stand
it. IG. GEGCREW.
This hoe ain't got no manners. You know what? Don't even look up Simply New to You. I don't know. Don't even look it up. You know? Forget it.
And Facebook is Get 'Em Girl Crew.
She's an asshole in
the head. I'm just saying. Like, this is just what it is.
She's an asshole in the head.
Listen, if you're worried about it, play back. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, because she does say it on, like, every episode of season one. So, you know, maybe you should go back and listen. Yeah. To the whole season.
So fuck the new listeners for season two.
I mean, season if you were a new listener for season two, you should be going back to season one. Right. Listen to our shenanigans.
I would.
I'm just saying.
You get on my nerves.
It's time to end this show now.
Season two, episode one is in the bag.
Wow.
Wow, what?
This is season two.
Right, though.
It's make official. Sure
what you shop?
Yeah.
Sunday. Why?
Sunday, 6 p.m.
We didn't
Sunday.
Wow.
Tune in.
We out.